this is where we are now. The Army Corps will determine whether or not there is federal interest for a feasibility study, and we expect to hear from that in the next several weeks. If federal interest is found, then the City Council must decide on whether or not we want to become the local sponsor. So while this is a federal project, the federal government does require that there's a 50-50 cost share and that there's a local sponsor that's identified to move forward with them in the process. And so our City Council, we would bring this to them in a formal agenda item and ask them whether or not they would want to become local sponsor. Of course, comes with that. Coming with that is the responsibility to pay for half of the study cost, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So, what is the feasibility study? The feasibility study is really an intense level of review, and we basically start the process all over again. I see many faces that have been here through our community meetings back in 2008, and you'll recall how we talked about what the alternatives could be, we talked about the stakeholders, we talked about the problems, we talked about the opportunities. We would go through that process again and make sure that we would have additional input and additional chances to come up with what are the alternatives, what is it that you as a community would want to see changed in the East San Pedro Bay. And so it's based on the reconnaissance study results, but it really does go to a much level different, a higher level of review. It investigates and identifies solutions, which, as I said, could differ from that initial assessment. It develops in conceptual designs, assesses data, collects new data, does intense environmental and engineering reviews, a full environmental assessment, an EIR and an EIS. For those of you that aren't familiar with that, that's an environmental impact review and an environmental impact statement. And it would involve consultations with the Department of Defense, the Federal Department of Transportation, and the Coast Guard, and creates a cost estimate for construction. So the goals of the feasibility study are really to examine alternatives for restoring the ecosystem, as well as improving water quality and recreational enhancements. The cost, estimated to be $8 million over 4 years. That would be 50-50 share with the local sponsor in the Army Corps. The time frame is typically 4 years. It depends on federal funding, because not only do we as a city have to come up with our funding, but we need to work with our members of Congress to get appropriations for the Corps to be able to do it. So they don't currently have this in their budget. This is something that we would have to work with Senator Feinstein and Congresswoman Richardson and others to get included in the federal budget. And so the time frame can change based on how successful we are in getting federal funding. And then the outcome is really the recommendation for action. So at the end of the feasibility study, you end up with a agreed upon, do we move forward, yes or no? And if we do move forward, here's what the project would be and what the cost would be, and you move then into actual design and construction pending federal funding. And so the goals are really, we need to make sure that we're protecting existing infrastructure. We get a lot of questions about, should the houses in the peninsula be there? Should the oil islands be there? Should the port be working in that environment? And while those are good questions, we need to look at what is the condition today. So we can debate about whether or not those operations should be there, but the fact is they are there. This is the environment, and so we cannot do anything to degrade that existing infrastructure, those homes, all those operations. We can do things to change it to be able to mitigate, and doesn't have to stay status quo the way it is. But if you do make changes to the breakwater or any other structural changes, you need to make sure that we're protecting the infrastructure, protecting the homes, protecting the operations that are currently there. The goal is definitely to promote ecosystem restoration. The city has a huge interest in improving water quality. And also, obviously, to improve recreational activity. Some of the initial assessments that we did in our reconnaissance study showed that there is an economic benefit to bringing people back to the beaches. I think we all know that. We did a very cursory review of that, and the council member alluded to that up to $52 million in economic activity could potentially be generated through if we had full use of our beaches, including about $7 million in tax revenue. Again, those are estimates. It's not something that we can bring to the bank and say we would know for sure that we would get that money, but it helps to inform that decision of, yes, there's potentially interest here and economic interest in moving forward. So we've talked about the cost, $8 million over 4 years and a 50-50 share. The way it works is that the Army Corps and the city would spend concurrently. So, you know, for every dollar we get on the federal level, if we can match it with city dollars, then we would move forward. If one of those pieces fail, then we would not move forward for that year or in that time. And the $4 million can be met with non-federal dollars. So, you know, that's the exercise we're going through right now, is what non-federal dollars are out there, whether it be city, state, regional, or any other types of dollars that we could be looking at to come up with that $4 million to make a recommendation to the city council. Next steps, we are in that process right now of identifying what those potential funding sources could be and bringing those to the city council. We can also meet our $4 million goal with either cash or with in-kind services. In-kind services means types of work that can be done by the city and by city staff at little or no cost that helps to get that that same task done. So if we're able to, for example, community meetings is one of the things that the Army Corps requires. We in our office, in the city manager's office, have the ability to set up community meetings. We can come out. We can, you know, definitely help to facilitate those, provide locations. We get credit for that. So that can be a part of our $4 million. Departments right now are meeting to determine the activities that the city can provide. It is a very complicated study. There's a number of different things. If you're interested in what those are, that's in our project management plan that the city did. But we're going through and saying, can Public Works maybe provide this? Can Gas and Oil maybe provide this? Can Parks and Rec provide this? And with the goal of we don't have budget right now to say, you know, yes, we can take on $2 million worth of new costs, but if it's something that that the city already has that we can turn over and say, hey, here's some work that we can do at little or no cost, that would count as in-kind services. And then the city council is going to decide on whether or not they become that local sponsor. So staff will bring a recommendation to the council saying, here are the different ways that you could potentially pay for this study, and here are, you know, kind of the pros and cons, and the city council will make that decision in an open public meeting. We're expecting that to happen right now and tentatively in June 2010. You know, that may slide a little bit, but that's what we're looking at currently is June 2010. And finally, not only do we need to come up with the city share, that $4 million, but we need to come up with the federal share of $4 million over 4 years. And we've submitted an appropriations request for Congress to fund that first tranche of funding. The city has put in a request for $1 million to proceed with the feasibility study. We have been successful in getting at least our members to say that they're interested in this, so it will be several months before we know whether or not their efforts are successful to get funding for this. Preliminarily estimating around October, we would know whether or not the Congress would appropriate dollars to move forward with this process.